Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome back to another episode of Offside, the football podcast. I'm your host, Jop van Eyck, and today I'm joined by Kieran Morley. Kieran Morley, how are you doing?
I'm great, mate. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm very good. We've got a special episode today about Chelsea. About Frank Lampard's sacking. I've brought in Kieran because Kieran is a full-time Chelsea fan. Aren't you, Kieran?
Yes, of course, mate. Follow the Blues. Come on,
Let's go. And we're going to talk about the problems Chelsea had with Lampard and the solutions, and Tuchel, the manager this season, who's obviously taken over Wednesday. When did he take over?
So we played yesterday against Wolves, and he came in the day before that. So he's had one training session with the lads.
Yes. Okay. Right. Without further ado, let's get into it. Frank Lampard. Were you surprised with the sacking?
I thought it was out of the blue. I felt like it was coming. There was a lot of rumors going about after we lost five games in the last eight in the league. A lot of expectations from the board and stuff like that. So I think there was a lot of rumors going around, and I think Lampard knew it was coming.
Yeah, I mean, his stats aren't too bad, but do you think it has anything to do with the money spent and how well he did last season without spending a single penny?
Well, yeah, you take a team that has a transfer ban, haven't spent any money, bring in players from the youth academy, and able to gain that top four position, and then the next season spend 200 million to bring higher expectations, It's not worked out for him. He's bought some players that haven't, I'd say, got into the team. Like Havertz, for example, hasn't hit that form that he was at the previous season. So I think bringing that 200 million budget in has really put some high expectations on them that he hasn't reached.
And do you think other teams have gotten better over the year? The likes of Manchester United, maybe not so Arsenal, but Spurs especially as well. Do you think that had an impact on the sacking of Lampard?
I think it's probably brought in an impact on results within the league table, which has made his position look even worse. Because if you look at the likes of Manchester United, you wouldn't think that they were at top of the league last week. You would have thought that would happen at the start of the year. Yeah, Spurs are doing well, but you also got to think about the other teams like Aston Villa, for example. You wouldn't have thought they've gone from just above the relegation zone to where they are now in the league. They're mid-table, but they've still got about three or four games in hand, which can help them climb the table as well. So yeah, I think all the other clubs they've developed and just made it better. And we also bringing in new players, we had to give them time to gel. So we're playing these teams that are playing well, like the likes of Southampton, with a squad that hasn't gelled, I'd say, in quick enough to face these squads.
And obviously with the shortened pre-season as well, because of COVID-19 and the Champions League carrying on till August, do you think that has had an impact? And obviously because the players coming in late, the likes Ziyech, Werner and Havertz, do you think the signings made sense, or do you think one or two were not necessary?
Werner, it's questionable why Lampard went to buy him. I mean, obviously he was an informed striker, playing well in the German League, performing in the Champions League, and we had the likes of Tammy Abraham and Giroud up top, who obviously are good strikers, but they're not world class at the moment, I'd say. Ziyech, I think that was a great buy, because we lost Willian, we lost Pedro, so I think we needed. And we can go back to Hazard as well. We needed a winger that had a bit of an instinct about his play. So yeah, I think a couple of signings were necessary, but I think finishing top four with a youth squad and being able to do that with that squad we had, we didn't need to buy all the players we did. He didn't need to spend the full 200 million.
Yeah, especially if you look at Tammy Abraham's stats last season, obviously played 25 games in the Premier League, got 15 goals and 3 assists, and then he dropped to the bench to become your third striker. Do you think that was the right managerial call, or do you think he made some managerial mistakes as well?
I reckon he's gone thinking that he's going to buy Timo Werner as a striker that can easily get into that number one position in the squad, and it didn't end up working out. So he's pushed Werner out wide a bit and started playing Giroud and Tammy Abraham just to try and make it. I reckon he's trying to make it look like he's sorted things, but I think Timo was just not suited, I guess, for Chelsea at the moment, or the way that Frank wanted to play.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about Eden Hazard, but towards the back end of the season, last season, you had Christian Pulisic, who was performing very well, who actually in 19 games, 9 goals and 4 assists in that side. That was all good, right? And now he's only had 1 goal in 9 appearances.
Well, I think he played in that FA Cup final and got injured, and that definitely took a toll on him. I saw the way he went down in that, and he was out for quite a long time. He didn't even get to start at the start of this season because he was still injured from that. So I reckon that's taken a toll on him partially. But yeah, it was unfortunate they got injured in that, because we had a lot of injuries in that FA Cup final, which probably would have made Frank look even worse, the fact that we lost that final to Arsenal.
Yeah. Also, there are young managers in the Premier League right now, the likes of Arteta and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, for example. You could compare maybe Lampard a bit more to Solskjaer. Obviously, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has got the same spending, the same money available. And arguably a bit more pressure, because it's Manchester United is a bigger club worldwide, I would assume. So comparing them two, do you think that the Chelsea board should have maybe waited a little longer? Because if you look at Ole Gunnar Solskjaer right now, he's actually doing very well in the league, and not in the Champions League, but this season overall. Yeah. He's been pushing City and Liverpool for the top spots in the Premier League.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. If you look at United and Solskjaer, he brings in Harry Maguire for, what was it, 70, 80 million, thinking that he's going to be the next best centre-back in the Premier League. I don't think he's performed to that level, but the board of Manchester United is still backing Solskjaer. I think Solskjaer's managerial career has been up and down. You know, United have been there at times, Champions League, they did well last season, and then look now, they're not even in the Champions League anymore. And then a couple months later, they're top of the Premier League. I think Solskjaer is everywhere. And there was a time where even pundits didn't know what Solskjaer was trying. Each week he'd change formation, change all tactics. But he still got the job. So I think, I just think it's a thing with Chelsea. We just don't keep managers if you're not performing. I mean, look at Jose Mourinho. We won the league and then he's gone the season after. Conte was there, didn't finish where he wanted the next season, gone. It's just an expectation within the club.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about 10, 11, 12 managers that Abramovich has gone through in his time at Chelsea. So it just shows that if you're not performing well and you spend a lot, or you haven't, just if you aren't performing to his vision of his view of where you should be, then you're going to get sacked.
I think Lampard would have known that prior to taking the job. I mean, he's played under some of these managers, I think he knew that there would be pressure on him, and if he didn't get it right, he would be sacked. But even with that 1 year at Derby as a manager, I don't think that's enough time for him to be able to become Chelsea manager. But I think as a player, being so long at the club, I don't think he couldn't say no to that job offer. Even if I got that job offer, I would definitely never say no. It's his club.
Yeah, it would be hard to disagree. But do you think then maybe the Chelsea board made a mistake by signing him so early on? Because if you look at maybe the likes of maybe Liverpool in the future signing Gerrard as their manager, Gerrard is obviously doing very well at Rangers right now. He's getting in those years with Rangers in the Europa League as well, so not on the lowest level, and he's performing very well. So do you think maybe now in the future that Lampard could come back?
Yeah, it was a, well, I mean, it was a mistake from the board. I don't think you should have gone after Lampard. One season at Derby, lost in a promotion battle. I don't think we should have brought in Lampard straight away. I think hopefully he will go back to a team that isn't. I wouldn't want him at a team with as really high expectations still. I'd want him somewhere like how Gerrard is at Rangers. Just to gain more experience and maybe in his managerial career, another, I don't know, four years, I'd say, he could potentially become Chelsea manager again. But I think in the meantime, he just needs to get another job and hopefully he can get some more experience.
Yeah, because obviously this was the first time in his career as manager, so much pressure. And obviously he doesn't really know how to cope with all of that because he's a young manager. Who's never faced this before, and if you face it at such a big club so early on, you know, it's going to take time to adapt to that, but which you don't have at Chelsea.
I think he also, if you look at Arteta has come into the Arsenal job. He's been there, this is his second, third season. He was by the side of Pep Guardiola, and you can, I think that's something that Lampard needed. If you look at what's his name? Zola. He was at the side of... oh, Jesus. What's his name again?
Villas Boas. Yoppy.
No, he went to Juventus after Chelsea.
Pirlo. No, not Pirlo.
he went...
Sorry.
Kepa's best friend.
Conte.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, had the likes of Zola next to him. And yeah, I think Lampard just needed someone like that, someone that has a bit of player / coaching experience, someone that he can go to when times are tough at halftime or something like that. And that's why I think maybe if Frank stayed on, but let Tuchel in charge, maybe he could have learned a few things from Tuchel whilst Tuchel's at the club.
Yeah, but then Tuchel wouldn't be able to bring all his staff over. So then they had to, you know, that would have caused maybe a bit of rattling behind the scenes. Speaking of Frank Lampard and obviously he's being sacked now, you look at maybe teams in the Premier League or maybe even Celtic, but in the Premier League mostly, you could say that maybe Newcastle with Steve Bruce going to be sacked soon, probably. Maybe Newcastle will be an interesting one for Frank.
Yeah, maybe. I think Frank did work well with what he had in that first season with the transfer ban, and maybe Newcastle or something like that would have a good, somewhere with a low budget where there's not such a high expectation, because I think with that high expectation at Chelsea, I think it just puts too much pressure on him. Whereas if he's at a smaller club, I think he'd be able to succeed. Obviously, because the first season we had a transfer ban, there wasn't much pressure on him. Obviously, you want to make top four and FA Cup finals and stuff like that. But he did well with just the squad he had, and I think places like Newcastle, even Southampton, stuff like that, they don't expect a lot.
Yeah, no, you're right. But maybe, you know, it's still the Premier League. So I was thinking Celtic, for example, are in the mud right now. They're probably going to lose the title to Rangers this season. But maybe if Frank Lampard comes in this summer at Celtic and can build with Celtic to challenge Steven Gerrard, I think that'd be a very interesting thing, because obviously the Scottish Premier League isn't the biggest league or the most competitive league with the best players, but as maybe if you look at Gerrard especially, it's a good stepping stone for managers to go and to perform well and challenge or have the harder opponents in the Europa League, for example. So I think
I don't know if Lampard and Gerrard would want to spike up that feud between the both of them. You know, both English midfielders, probably good friends. Would they want to start that between Celtic and Rangers as managers?
I mean, I would love it. I would love it personally. I think that would be very fun to see how Rangers' Gerrard lines up against maybe Celtics. Celtics. Yeah. But with the sacking of Lampard, Chelsea have signed a new manager, Thomas Tuchel. What do you think of him, and what can we expect?
I think he's got some experience that definitely Lampard didn't have. You know, he's been at Dortmund, been at PSG. However, I think it's a questionable one. I mean, he has got success behind him, but he's gone from a team that has the likes of Neymar, Mbappe, and players like that. Whereas Chelsea, we haven't really had a star player since Eden Hazard. We haven't had that standout player. So he had multiple ones at PSG. So, and he's already said that top of the league and top four is questionable at the position we are in the league. Obviously, he wants to aim for top four, but he's already said it himself, it's going to be quite a hard ride to get to those positions, especially with how the form that other teams are in at the moment in the Premier League.
Yeah. I think Tuchel is a good coach, though. I think he, like you said, he's been at PSG. I think PSG is a, I wouldn't say similar job, but the expectations are similar to Chelsea. If you don't perform well, they're going to sack you. You get a good spending as well. So I think you could draw your similarities. And obviously, he has done very well at Dortmund before getting that PSG job. So I think that Thomas Tuchel, obviously being German as well, maybe can get the best or more out of Havertz and Werner, who's obviously been bought in for loads of money. So that'd be, and obviously he's worked with Pulisic as well. And judging from last night's game, what would you be able to see, or what could you guess from last night's lineup, for example? What was the science?
Well, I saw he kept Werner on the bench, didn't bring him on, but he started Havertz, which I was very surprised at, judging by the form that Havertz has been in. But he also started Rudiger, which I like to see, just because, you know, you can just tell that, I don't know if it's the German connection or not, that he's started. But he, as you said, he's got a connection with Pulisic that's been there before, but he kept him on the bench. Mason Mount's been in good form, but he kept him on the bench as well. But I saw that he wanted to try and play the way that PSG did, you know, with the two strikers, two wingers and two central midfielders, because Ziyech and Hudson-Odoi were both on the right-hand side. But it was working. We created a few good chances, but Wolves are that type of team that just... I don't want to call it boring football, but it wasn't enjoyable to watch Wolves play football last night.
No, and obviously you can't expect Thomas Tuchel, who's been in the job for 48 hours, to go and beat a Wolves side who have been very impressive since they've come back to the Premier League. You said Mason Mount was in form. This season he has had 17 games, 2 goals, 3 assists. The last season obviously had a better season with 7 goals, 5 assists. If you had to line up, maybe give me your starting 11 for this Chelsea team under Tuchel.
Definitely Mendy in goal. It depends who you're playing. I mean, Reece James is more of an attacking right back, whereas Aspilicueta is more disciplined defensively. But if I was trying to win by scoring goals, I'd play Reece James. Silva and I'd say Zouma at centre back. No offence to Rudiger, but I think Zouma's started off this season pretty well. And then Chilwell at left back. Depends what formation he's wanting to do. If he's wanting to stick with that 4-2-4, that's up to him. But honestly, I think our formation was suited for a 4-3-3 sort of formation, maybe a 4-2-3-1. So I'd probably play Kante and Kovacic. I don't think Jorginho has been playing well that well recently. Obviously, he hasn't started as much or played as much, but I think Kovacic and Kante were playing well. I'd say Pulisic on the left, or it's a hard choice, Hudson-Odoi, but I think Ziyech on the right, and then probably Giroud, Mount down the middle, so Mount and Cam, central attack and mid, and Giroud up top.
Yeah, that's interesting. If I were Chelsea manager, which would never happen, but I would definitely agree with you with Mendy in goal.
Yep.
Reece James, Chilwell, Thiago Silva and Zouma would be my back four. But I would play a 4-4-2 because I think Werner was very good and very effective in that formation with RB Leipzig last season. Yeah. So I think I would have on the left, I would have Pulisic. Centre mids will be Kante and Kovacic. And on the right, Ziyech, and then Giroud and Werner up top. Because I think if you have a target man who can hold up the ball for Werner and then Werner can get in behind, I think that's the best way to go. And and then you can obviously bring on or switch up the formation and bring on Mount, bring on Havertz, etc. And
do you think the 4-4-2 would limit our creating chances possibilities, because obviously Kante isn't that type of player that creates chances? So I mean, Kovacic would be the only one that's doing a job. It would work. I think Kante running around the pitch, it works, but I don't know, I think we lack creativity.
You could go for a 4-4-1-1 and have Werner and maybe Havertz or Mount in that centre forward cam role to create more creativity. But you've obviously got Ziyech who can put in a ball, who can put in a 50-yard pass and put Werner one-on-one with the keeper. You've got Giroud who can get crosses on his head. So I don't think you'll lack creativity because you've got Pulisic and Ziyech who can really create on the flanks. And then you've obviously, if Ziyech maybe cuts inside a little, you've got Reece James bombing forward for the crosses, and Chilwell is also a very good left back who can put in crosses as well. So I think you've got
I can agree with that. But I'd say if you'd look back at the Chelsea side, where we had the likes of Hazard and Willian on the wings, does Pulisic and Ziyech, are they that quality would they perform to that quality of creating chances? Because you had, obviously Hazard was a world-class player when he played for Chelsea, and he'd be able to cut inside, create everything, and a lot of goals, contributions came from Hazard, but I don't think Pulisic at the moment could fill those boots.
No, I don't think at the moment, but I don't think Hazard was the same player he was when he started and when he left Chelsea. But I think that Pulisic does have traits which shows and shows potential. I mean, last season got 9 goals, which was the most in his career in the league. So that shows again that he was progressing. And I think Ziyech can always create chances. I mean, he's shown it for Ajax in the Champions League, not against Red Star Belgrade, but against Real Madrid, against Juventus, against Spurs, against Chelsea. So I think if you get the most out of Ziyech, you can really create lots of chances. But it all depends.
Staying on the creating chances side, do you think he went for Havertz thinking that Havertz would be that player that would help push that creativity in midfield?
I mean, last season, I think Havertz was more of a striker or centre forward. Yeah. He got a lot of goals, I think most of them being inside the box. But I don't know what Frank Lampard was thinking when he bought Havertz, because if I'm quite honest, Havertz is kind of similar or plays in a similar position, which Ziyech does, right? So both left-footed, one costing way more than the other. But if I look at this... So I don't know. I think Havertz, you can play him behind Werner or next to Werner maybe. But again, he's a bit of both. He's not really a striker, but he's not a cam. I mean, he can do both very well, but he's not very world-class like Werner is at finishing at Leipzig. Not necessarily
he's not doing it right now.
But I think Werner will get good again.
But when you look at this Chelsea team, I look at this Chelsea team and think they don't look like a squad that play together on every week. They do not look like it feels like they're not 100% in sync. Whereas if you look at other teams like Man City, they all play fluently. They all know how each other play. Whereas if I look at this Chelsea team, I think sometimes we're just making passes or crosses and just hitting them and hoping.
Yeah, I think, especially if you look at Manchester City, if you look at United, especially this year, they've got captains. I don't really see, like, obviously, if you're a club, you can't bring in Thiago Silva and just think, okay, this lad speaks proper good English and will captain Chelsea. But that's not the case because he can't, right? He's new. He needs to learn everyone.
Well,
he needs to get to meet
everyone. We've got the likes of Aspilicueta, but recently James has taken his position. So he hasn't obviously been captain on the pitch. And even in the recent FA Cup draw, we've played Mount as a captain, a young lad. I mean, obviously he's going to fulfill his dreams, but I don't know if Mount should be a captain. I mean, it's a big boots to fill.
Yeah, and obviously Mount was under a lot of criticism, especially this season, from the fans or from the outside, from the press as well, especially when the players that could play in Mount's position are the likes of Havertz and Ziyech, and that he's still playing was maybe annoying some people. Thinking was undeserved.
I personally think that Mount is I think he's a great player. I'm not trying to be biased, but he breaks into the England squad at his age. He creates chances. He takes corners. He takes free kicks. I think he does well, and I think the rest of the team, they enjoy playing with him as well.
Yeah. Do you think that Tuchel will go with Mount, or do you think Tuchel will switch it up?
I don't think he will stay with Mount. I think he'll bring Mount off the bench, like he did against Wolves. But did Mount come off the bench? I don't think he did. Maybe he started on the bench anyways, and a lot of people were surprised about that, especially with Frank starting him nearly every game. But I think Tuchel's that type of manager that will just play with talent. And obviously there's a few good players at Chelsea that are probably better talented than Mount. And that's why I look at the Chelsea team and go, what's gelling them together? That's why I just don't think they've had enough time together, even though they've had what, how many games? 19, 20? I still don't think they're going to be a top team until at least next season.
I mean, you say that, but I agree with you. I don't think they're gelling well together. But if you look at the signings they've made, and if you look at the starting 11, so the likes of Chilwell is new. Obviously, he's English, but he still needs to meet everyone or most people who aren't playing for the English national team. Ziyech, Werner, Havertz, Mendy, Thiago Silva, you know, all these players most of them are in the starting 11. They're not going to come in and think, okay, you know what? I'm going to carry this team forward, because, you know,
But that's why I don't think Chilwell should be in that list of players, because I think he's played in the Premier League before, and I think the Premier League is a very different league to everywhere else. And that's why I think when Lampard played the likes of Mount, Abraham, Reece James, who all they've had little experience, but they all grow up playing the same way in English football. I think that's why we did so well in the first season, because we just had a squad of players that have played in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Or played similar football to that.
Yeah, I think so as well. Do you think in maybe next year, do you think what would be realistic for next year's targets in the season?
I reckon with Tuchel, I think Tuchel's experience, I reckon he will take us top four. I think by that time, I hope we have our squad sorted. I hope the players are all backing the manager. hopefully the board's backing the manager. Hopefully Havertz and Werner work well under Tuchel. And if that does happen, and we get an informed striker like Werner at his best, I think we can do well. Because we've got the players, we've got the quality. It's just all about getting them to their best. And I don't think a lot of the players are at their best at the moment.
No. I think pretty much all of them are underperforming. You could say that, just to come back to Frank Lampard, his transfer spending, if you look at his team and the players in his starting 11, then with Tammy Abraham, with Pulisic, with Mount, was it necessary then to go and buy Havertz and Werner? And because if you look at Tammy Abraham, it's a completely different striker compared to Werner. And Tammy Abraham has been scoring 15 goals that season. So,
well, I think it's a bit weird because we have Giroud, who's obviously not that quick, but he's a clinical finisher and he's great with his head. Tammy Abraham obviously hasn't had as much experience, but he's played under Lampard at Derby.
He played
in the Championship, so he's had experience in English football. I just think it was a bit weird to go after Werner. I think a lot of people thought that Werner would be able to come into the Premier League at his best abilities, but obviously that hasn't happened. And look, if Werner was back at his form, I'd be like, okay, we do have a few star players. If Havertz was at his top quality, we'd have a few star players, like I called Hazard. But I don't think those players have reached that quality.
And do you think maybe last season, I don't think scoring was the problem. I think defensively, you were weak.
Yep.
I think you replaced Kepa with Mendy. I would expect Tuchel to go and sign a better goalkeeper. I expect him to sign maybe another big centre-back. Do you think maybe Lampard should have done that in the summer instead of buying Werner? Because if you look at Giroud and Tammy Abraham, they scored plenty of goals. Because if they didn't, then you know you wouldn't have been finishing top four. And the midfield was okay. Maybe a defensive midfielder would have been nice, but defensively speaking, you weren't solid. And in the transfer window, he went and signed what, four or five attackers and one left back and a free Thiago Silva, who's age is 36. So.
Yeah, I think defensively we needed improvements. That's why we went out and got Thiago Silva, we got Mendy. However, I think Zuma's had Premier League experience, but he wasn't working well. But I think he's gained a lot of, he's learnt a lot, I reckon, already off Thiago Silva. And then we've got Rudiger, who's played a lot of games, and he's still, I don't know, he's a questionable centre back. But yeah, I think we could have spent a little bit more money at the back. but I don't know what was going through Lampard's head when he bought Havertz. I mean, I understand that he was a young prospect, you know, he's got plenty of time to get up to that level. But I think that defence needed improvements after conceding that many goals in one season.
Yeah. And I think as well, Kante has been not as good as you said yesterday, not as good as he's been the last couple of years, which have affected the team. But if you look at your competitors, if you look at maybe your rivals, you look at Manchester United, for example, again, very good attackingly this season and last season as well, towards the back end, and very poorly defensively. Definitely. And obviously they bought Harry Maguire, which wasn't an amazing signing if you look at his value, but he's still doing a decent job. And if you look at Rudiger and Zuma, are they a bit like Lindelof and Bailly maybe? Not the best, but again, just there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, I think Thiago Silva is like our Van Dijk. of Chelsea, but I think Zuma and even Christensen and Rudiger, I just don't think they're at that level. They're sort of like the Joel Matips, the Joe Gomez, Matip, and even Fabinho at times, just at our centre backs. They're just not as good as it could get, and that's why I think we could have gone out, even bought the likes of Upamecano from Leipzig instead of Werner, but obviously we didn't do that.
Yeah, so you could arguably say that was a managerial mistake that he made.
Yeah, I could say that, but I mean, it's not affected the way we play. It's just affected what could have possibly been a different outcome, I'd say.
Yeah, I think as well, it might have been a managerial mistake that he brought in the strikers, etc. That's easy to say now, because we're obviously looking back at his time at Chelsea, and you look at the team he's had to deal with, etc. Because at the end of the day, in the summer,
I'd say, they make the connection.
Go for it.
Yeah, go on. Oh, okay. I'd say at the time, you're looking at Werner and Havertz from his perspective, and he's going, okay, these two lads are in form. And they might have liked the way that they play, and he thought that they could fit into the way that his team would play, and so he'd probably gone, okay, well, I'm going to go buy two great outstanding players from the Bundesliga, and they've just come to Chelsea and they haven't lived up to the expectation that he realised. So maybe it could be a managerial decision that was bad, or it could be the fact that the players have not reached that expectation that it comes with their price tag.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people seem to forget when you buy a player for a large sum of money. So, for example, Pepe, Maguire, you know, all 80 million plus players, you're not going to get 80 million in one season. You know, they sign a contract for 5 years. So over the course of 5 years, you've got a player for that long, and maybe even longer.
Well, I think it just looked worse for Lampard. It's because he did it all in one season, because we had the ban. And that's why I was going to say, looking back at even Jurgen Klopp, his first season in charge, spent only 60 something million, obviously bought Sadio Mane. They finished eighth in the league first season. And then the second season, he goes and spends another 130 million and finishes top four. So, I mean, I think it looks worse that Lampard spent it all in one lump sum.
Yeah, and also, if you look at when Klopp joined, Liverpool were in a state, finished eighth that season after Rodgers obviously did very well, should have won the league that year, but then the season after that finished eighth or something like that. But then Jurgen Klopp got the time to rebuild, and obviously Chelsea didn't finish eighth. They finished fourth with Sarri, or third, right? Do you think that's then fair to compare? Because at the end of the day, Sarri did just as good a job as Lampard did in the first year. So
yeah. I just think it's a lot from the outside looking in. I think one main aspect was just the transfer ban. I think that put a lot of stress. Like it didn't put much stress on Lampard's job, because it wasn't as high expectations as you bring in a new manager going, okay, I want top four. You've got a budget. He had no budget, and he still managed to gain top four. But I think with that, spending two, being able to do that and spending 200 million, it just made it look so much worse.
Yeah. Okay. Just to then come to the end, we're Tuchel right now. You said top four, maybe the next season. What are your expectations for this? Do you think this season is top four is still reasonable, or do you think what's your prediction?
It's going to be very hard for Tuchel to come in and make us top four, especially with the teams that are in form. You've got Man City at the top of the league. You've got Man United at second. You've still got Liverpool. That are obviously not in the greatest form at the moment, but they would definitely get back to that, I reckon. Arsenal's just starting to find their form back. Look at Aston Villa, even Southampton, teams like those. They're still winning games. So I think it'll be very it'll be very hard for us, even Leicester as well, it'll be very hard for us to get that top four with all the teams still pushing up the table. However, if we do beat those teams, if Tuchel comes in, makes our team squad good enough to beat those teams, then hopefully we can get the points against them and hopefully race for that top four position. But like last season, last season, it came down to the last match day to get us top four. So
yeah, it did. And then obviously you drew Atletico Madrid in the Champions League. Atletico Madrid are obviously flying high with the likes of Luis Suarez and João Félix and top of the league. Do you think you stand a chance? Obviously, the game is in a few weeks' time. What do you rate the chances of Chelsea going through?
Well, obviously, I haven't seen enough of Tuchel's football to judge, but I'd say we've got defensive issues, and they're good at scoring, but we're a good attacking team, and they don't concede many goals. So it'll be interesting to watch because they like scoring goals. We like scoring goals. Oh, sorry, they don't like conceding goals, but we like scoring goals. So we'll see what happens.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if you get knocked out. First of all, I don't think it's but I don't think it's bad. I think if you look at Atletico as well, this season they've been very strong. The likes of Luis Suarez obviously going to get like 12 goals this season. The best goals per game ratio he's got in his entire career. And there's actually similarities with Chelsea and Atletico. Obviously, Atletico signed João Félix for 126 million. And then do you think that, and he's doing very well this season, do you think maybe Havertz and Werner will be doing just as good or even better next season than they are performing right now?
Well, that's why I hope Tuchel can come in, maybe that German connection, and hopefully build them up to the players that they're expected to be. And as I said, if they do reach that quality and you can call them our star players, then I think we could do very well next season. But I think if we get knocked out of the Champions League, it means Tuchel also gets that extra time during the week to focus on the Premier League and obviously the FA Cup.
Yeah, and obviously, maybe there's not as much pressure on Chelsea to go through with the state that Atletico are in. Obviously, like I've said, top of the league. So maybe there's no pressure. If they go through, it's like very good and very will be very surprising. And if they don't, okay, then they can focus on the FA Cup, right? And the league.
Tuchel's just come in. You can't expect him to go and win the Champions League. So if we go through, we go through. But even then, I just hope he really focuses on the league, trying to get that top four position, then maybe even the FA Cup, because it'd be nice to, even what Lampard did, we got to the final, we lost it, but it'd be nice if Tuchel came in and straight away won an FA Cup.
Yeah, and I think as well that hopefully as the season goes on and you get knocked out, that they start performing better, because obviously you talked about the likes of Liverpool not being as good as they are right now, obviously missing out Virgil van Dijk, who won't be returning this season, I don't think, for Liverpool. But you've also got West Ham, who are fourth at this time of recording, who don't play any European football. So, you know, they've got fit players as well. So if they keep performing the way they do, they're going to be, annoying to Chelsea as well. So maybe would you agree, maybe it's better if you get knocked out? Or do you think you should always fight on all fronts to achieve the best?
Well, obviously, it's the Champions League. You fight every season top four to get Champions League. So I'd like him to still obviously give it a go, obviously try your best. But if we get knocked out, it's not that bad, as long as we can hopefully just aim to get that top four position again for next season. And hopefully Tuchel can get the squad in check to try and reach new heights next season.
And do you think you're going to do it?
Oh, we better do it, mate. I'm telling you, we've spent the money. We've got a new manager. Even though we've got rid of Lampard, I think we've brought in a bit more experience in the manager. So I think if we get this squad correct and we get it all gelled up, and back to the form that all the players need to be in, I reckon we could do that.
And do you think with another 4 days till the January transfer window closes, or 5 days, do you think Tuchel might get rid of players, maybe on loan, not necessarily sell them, but on loan? Or do you think he's going to maybe try and get players in, or do you think he's going to just work with the squad he's got?
I reckon he'll just try and work with the squad he's got. I can't see him bring anyone in on loan. He could potentially ship out a few players out on loan, because we do have a very big squad list, and I know a lot of players are out on loan at the moment. But I think he'll just try and deal with the squad at the moment. And obviously, it also looks like a challenge to the supporters and even the board that he's taking the team that Lampard had and trying to do his best with it.
Yeah. So, final season prediction. What do you think? Chelsea to finish?
Well, we're finishing this season? It's tough to say. I reckon we'll probably only just get a Europa League spot this season, but I'm hoping we can reach that top four. Because even last season, it was very questionable whether we would get top four or not, especially with the last few games. So I'd be happy with the top four. I'd be very happy with the top four position, but I'd still be happy with Europa League football.
Okay. If, let's say, you don't get into the top four, what's your top four right now? Who do you think is going to finish top four?
Well, I think Man City, Manchester United. If Liverpool find their form, maybe. I think Leicester and maybe Spurs will probably grab it. If Liverpool don't find their form, that will be the top four. But if Liverpool do find their form, they'll get into the top four, and it will be a fight between Spurs and Leicester to get that fourth position.
And Chelsea, I think. I think that Tuchel has enough time to turn it around at Chelsea, personally. I think if you look at Leicester, especially last season, was yep. third the whole season out and then finished fifth, didn't they? So,
well, I think it's just if Tuchel can turn it around, then we do have a chance with top four. But it depends how long it will take for him to obviously settle in, because he only had 2 days. It depends if he's able to do it.
Do you think he should go get Upamecano this window, because his contract expires, I think, in 2 years' time, in the summer of 2022. He's got a buyout clause which will be activated in the summer, which will reduce his price to, I think it was 40 million. Do you think maybe if you pay 50 million for Upamecano right now, do you think that's a good deal? Because especially if you wait, the likes of Liverpool, United, Real Madrid, Barcelona all want the Upamecano.
Well, I mean, I'd happily take Upamecano in our squad, but I think with the money that Lampard spent, I think spending more money, if Tuchel spent more money, there'd be additional pressure. And I feel like in the first season in charge, especially coming in mid-season, it would just add more expectations that I don't think that even he thinks that he'll be able to achieve at the moment.
Yeah, and obviously going for a centre-back now could seem as a panic buy, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, he's coming into a new squad, and it might also show to the outside that he thinks that our squad cannot do the things that are needed, which would also demotivate the players, wouldn't it? So I think he'll try and do his best to our squad, and if he can turn it around, then we can achieve top four.
All right. Well, that was it. I hope you enjoyed it, Kieran. I hope the listeners enjoyed it.
I hope you do as well, mate. It's brilliant.
We'd love to have you back, that's for sure. You were very good, in my opinion. Thank you, mate. Let me know on the socials, official Offside Football Podcast. Go and follow Kieran. Do you want to...
At Kieran Morley on Instagram.
Yes. Maybe this episode will have an extension of the transfer window. I'm not sure yet, so... yeah, maybe this becomes a 2-hour long episode, or maybe it's just this. I think it's just going to be this, because this is taking about an hour already. So yeah, like I said, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Kieran, for coming on, and
thanks for having me.
We will see you later.